shake up a few things. That seems to be how kids can serve us, welcome them. But the second thing, not only to just welcome our kids, second is to be willing to embrace change. Eddie Gibbs, who's a professor here at Fuller, he is one of the leading experts on church growth in the world. We were at a meeting of those faculty members that talk about the postmodern phenomenon together, and Eddie Gibbs made the statement that even with the most sophisticated approaches, the church is trying to run to catch up to 1980. Change is not something that comes easy to the church. To embrace change means we are willing to see what God is going to do in and through us, even when things around us environmentally begin to get out of our grasp, out of our control. A chance to express their passion, allow kids to bring a sense of healthy change to our congregations, our worship styles, or in our meetings. Where kids have an opportunity for mission and service. You got to change the way you do business if you're going to let kids in the door. And I know that most of us in church leadership, and I am not only on faculty here, I'm also involved at a church in a leadership position. It's scary to change. Give you an example. Our church last week, they let a high school kid in the choir. Christina dresses like a relatively ska. We've already gone over that. You know, high school kid, okay? So she dresses almost like a 50s girl with this really bright red hair and tight short skirt. She didn't look like most of the women in our congregation, frankly. And she's up there in the choir singing away and did a song that we've done forever before.